All righty, Anna Lee here in Lightning 100's 1 RPM studio, and I'm super excited now. I'm joined by Jody Whelan, who is the head of Oh Boy Records, which is the oldest artist-owned independent record label in the States. Is that right, Jody?
That's right. Yeah, started in 1981.
And your dad, John Prine, started this label because he was on a major and parted ways with his major label, moved to Nashville, and said, I'm just going to make my own label.
Yeah, he didn't want to have his own boss, and he wanted to be able to sleep in as long as he wanted and not owe anyone any money.
I love that.
So starting your own record label was the way he did it.
Yeah, good for him. Well, obviously there have been a lot of John Prine records released on Oh Boy over the years, but Kris Kristofferson, Todd Snyder, lots of stuff. So the label's still going.
Yeah, you know, we put out John's stuff. We have this great old catalog. You know, we're looking to sign the next great songwriter sometime in the future. And this record we're putting out tomorrow is a reissue of a tribute that we put out in 2010, where we asked some of our favorite songwriters to cover some of John's songs over the years and sort of make it their own. So, you know, the Avits are on there, Justin Vernon from Bon Iver, My Morning Jacket.
Wow.
But the last track on there was Those Darlings track.
That's so cool.
So when it came time to think about the party and everything that was going on, we thought, you know, let's have a show and let's have it be for Jesse, you know.
That's amazing. Yeah, because as most of our listeners know, she's been battling cancer for a little while, and those medical bills, I'm sure, are ridiculous, not even imaginable to me. So anything we can do to help is really appreciated, and I think that this is just going to be a really fun way to contribute to Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to help raise money, but it's also celebrating the art. You know, those Darlings did such a great job on it, and she's still a great artist, you know, with her visual art,
right,
and, you know,
yeah,
she does it all.
That's really cool. Well, maybe with any luck, I don't know if she'll be able to be there, but yeah, who knows? That would be amazing. And if not, it doesn't matter because we're going to...
Yeah, it's her birthday on Friday, so she's turning 28 on the 28th.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
So.
Oh, yeah, so today's my birthday, as I mentioned, so I turned 26 on the 26th
a really long time
ago, but that's all good. I'm excited about that, too, so this is going to be a really fun show. It's at Basement East, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
And if you have a ticket, there will be other ways when you get inside because the tickets were ridiculously inexpensive. So
yeah,
thank
we wanted
you for that.
Everyone to be able to come. So, but yeah, there will be other ways to give, you know, and we've got some cool surprises planned too.
Oh,
so,
okay. I love surprises. And Corey Brannon is here too. Hi, Corey.
Hi, how you doing?
It's great to have you here.
My pleasure.
I know. We love you. And it's great to have you back at Lightning 100. I know you put out your own album, a new one, in April. But tell us a little bit about why you wanted to be involved in this benefit tomorrow.
I guess I don't even know who. I guess Oh Boy reached out, or maybe it's because Jerry's on the kit. I play with him here a lot.
Jerry Rowe, you're talking about, right?
Yeah. No, Pentecost.
Oh, Jerry. Yeah, Pentecost. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Him too. I love him.
Yeah, sweetheart. And they, actually, they just, you know, they wouldn't have had to say what it was for. The John Prine tribute, I was already there. And then when they said what it was for, I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't know Jesse, but I've seen Those Darlings. Hell of a band.
Yeah, they are. Now, they've played the Nashville Sunday Night Live show from 3rd and Lindsley that we do, as have you, Corey. And I think the last time I got to see you play was there. You were opening up for Amanda Shires, who's on your new album.
Yeah.
She's great.
Her.
And I know you guys have worked together before. So, you know, your new record's great. I love it.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So I'm happy that you're here to talk about this, too. And I think maybe you're going to play a John Prine song for us.
Sure, yeah. I'm not playing the one I'm playing tomorrow night.
Okay, well, that'll be a surprise.
Yeah,
so tell us about this one.
This is just one that I've been covering for years, and we'll see if I can remember all the words. It's called Mexican Home.
All right, Corey Brannon live on Lightning 100.
Last night it got so hot, I swear, you couldn't hardly breathe. Heat lightning burnt the sky like alcohol. I sat on the porch without my shoes, watched cars roll by as the headlights raced to the corner of the kitchen wall. Mother dear boys here, far across the sea, waiting for that sacred chord that burns inside of me. And I feel a storm all wet and warm, 9-10 miles away, approaching my Mexican home. I My God, I cried it so hot inside you could die in a living room. Take the fan from the window, prop a door back with a broom. Yeah, the cuckoo clock died a shot, the windows feel no pain, and the air is as still as a throttle on a funeral train. Mother dear, boy's here far across the sea, waiting for that sacred cord that burns inside of me. And I feel a storm all wet and warm, not 10 miles away, approaching my Mexican home. Well, my father died on the porch outside an August afternoon. I sipped bourbon and cried my friends by the light of the moon. Now it's hurry, hurry, step right up. It's a matter of life or death, for the sun is going down and the moon is just holding its breath. Mother dear, boy's here far across the sea, waiting for that sacred cord that burns inside of me. And I feel a storm all wet and warm, 9-10 miles away, approaching my Mexican home, approaching my Mexican home, approaching my Mexican home.
Oh, that was great. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, I love that song.
I do too. That's Corey Brannon live on Lightning 100. And Jody, I bet it wasn't hard to get artists together to cover John Prine songs because they're so widely covered by so many different types of musicians. I was at Bonnaroo this year and saw a band called the Lemon Twigs. Do you know them?
Yeah, that was great. I saw that video.
Did you?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And they did Fish and Whistle, and they did a killer version
of
it.
Yeah, the glam rock kind of.
Yeah, like a full-on rock band. And I mean, they did it. Here they were like, we love John Prine. We're going to do this song. So yeah, that was really cool. So
We haven't put on any shows before, so we didn't know what the reception was going to be like. And we were like, well, you know, hopefully some people will like to come. And it ended up just really getting away from us, you know, faster than we thought. So we may have to do it again. But
it's
been
great.
I think
that sounds like a plan.
You know, I mean, you don't realize how many songs he's had until you kind of start assigning one to, you know, we can't have people there 10 hours. So at some point we're going to stop the show, but it's been exciting and it's been fun.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the other artists that are going to be there tomorrow.
So we started with just a list. Well, let's invite our favorite songwriters. And Corey was on there, and we reached out to Amanda Shires. Mm-hmm. And she said yes. And then we didn't know if Jason was going to be in town, but he's like, no, I want to do it. So Isbell will be there.
Amazing.
Coulter Wall, Culty Walden.
Great.
So some of the people that are just up and coming that we love. Brothers Osborne from the country world.
Right.
Elizabeth Cook.
She's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a fun show. Any show that Elizabeth is part of will be hilarious. We've been really delighted with the reception. That's what's cool about Nashville. You know, people aren't too cool to do a show like this. People
like
are
this,
excited
yeah.
about it, and you know, we'll take time out of their busy schedules. And
yeah, it's absolutely true. And I think is Ruby Amanfu going to be there too?
Ruby will be there. Yeah,
she's
I mean, so
amazing.
Many people. I'm
yeah.
sure I've forgotten like
oh no,
20 other great artists.
Yeah,
but
no, there's a huge list. Just ones that I can think of because I'll forget them all as well. But another up and coming artist that I really like is Elise Davis.
Yeah, Elise
and,
will be there.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I don't know if you know her, Corey.
I don't. I'm kind of out of it. I don't know what's going on.
You're in for a real treat then, because
right.
it's going to be some new music discovery for you too, as well as far as artists go.
It's the only way I will find new music. I just happen to be playing shows with people.
And then you're like, whoa,
that's
really
great.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm glad I found that.
That happens a lot, and that's another cool thing just about music in general, is just, you know, going out to see a show. I always encourage people to go see opening acts when there's a show, because you could find your next favorite band. You know,
me
you know?
Too, because I'm often the open.
Well, that's a good plan. Well, let's talk about your new record, Adios. Came out in April.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Where'd you make it?
Down in the woods outside of Oxford, Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
It's called Tweed Studios. Yeah.
And who'd you? I know Amanda's on it.
Amanda came in on guests. As far as guest singers, I had some of my punk friends, Laura Jane Grace, and
nice.
Dave Haas sang
from
on it.
Me, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Very
and,
cool.
But yeah, it was just Robbie Crowell.
Robbie's
you know, yeah,
incredible.
Plays with everybody, and then James Haggerty.
Oh, the bass player.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I had them in, and that was it. I did all the guitars, so it took longer than normal.
Well,
and,
you're an incredible guitar player, though.
Hey, thank you, but I'm also picky and can't tune. But, we had a great time, and it was a fun record to make.
Oh, very cool. Well, do you want to play something from it?
Yeah, sure. I'll just knock this little ditty out real fast.
Tell us what this one's called.
Since this is about other things today. Thanks for having me out. Whoa. I don't need that pick. Told this road goes straight to hell. It's been twisted as the lies a liar tells himself. So don't ask me how I even got here. I only know I ain't gonna go back. So what you gonna do with all that youth? Just because it's brutal don't make it truth. I left so many of them sipping on that venom and vermouth. And I only know I ain't gonna go back. Is all we get to be. My old life would have been the death of me. While I find myself alive, I might as well see where it gets me. I only know I ain't gonna go back. I hope you come with me so we can see what happens. I only know, I only know, I only know back. Too early for any of that.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
So much fun. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's oops, let me turn that reverb off. Although that sounded kind of cool. Wait,
Thank you.
Keep talking. There
From
you go.
The cave.
That was awesome. Thanks so much for doing that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to see you play. And I think the last time I saw you at that Nashville Sunday Night show, I thought maybe your guitar was going to explode.
Yeah, this poor thing, I put her through a lot.
Yeah, but trusty, right?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah, sounded really, really good. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And thanks for doing the benefit tomorrow as well.
Yeah, no, my absolute pleasure.
And Jody, thank you for putting it all together. And I think we're going to give away a couple pair of tickets.
Yeah,
it's awfully generous of you to do that. And here's the thing, you guys. I'm going to give you two pair of tickets to this show tomorrow night at Basement East, tribute to John Prine. You know, Jody just mentioned some of the artists that are going to be performing. You know you're going to hear amazing music. And it's all for an amazing cause, to benefit Jesse's cause in Those Darlings. So you're going to get free tickets. I'm just saying, when you win these free tickets and you go to the show tomorrow, as we mentioned, there's going to be other ways that you can help out. There will be ways to donate. There might be things that you can purchase. Maybe you can just buy your friends a round of beer, whatever it is. It's all going to help Jesse, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, more than anything, it's going to be a fun show. And, you know, I think the more we can raise awareness and help out, you know, it'll be great.
Absolutely.